That brings us all the way up to our seventh objective. In order to turn our commitment into concrete action, we must pray. We must pray. The subtitle for today's message is Prayer Makes the Difference. Church, prayer makes the difference. Turn your Bibles to James chapter 5. If we are going to do what God is calling us to do, it is essential that we pray. Prayer is simply communication with God. That's what prayer is. Communication with God. See, it is through prayer that we will know what to do and how to do. It is through prayer that we will be strengthened to do. It is through prayer that God is stirred up to act on our behalf and to act on behalf of others. Church, prayer makes a difference. It is the difference between success and failure in carrying out our assignment. We can do everything that we learn, and if we don't pray, we will fail. Prayer makes the difference. But before we get into how prayer makes the difference in this time and dispensation that we're called, before we talk about how prayer makes a difference in what God is calling us to do, I want to ask you a simple question. Have you allowed prayer to make a difference in your life? Have you allowed it to make a difference in your life? Have you learned how to pray? Have you learned why you should pray? And is your prayer effective? See, in our time of need, do we get down on our knees and call out to a holy God? Or do we pick up the telephone and call someone who can't help us? Do you take your troubles and your worries before the Lord? Lay them at his feet, saying, God, I can't deal with this. I can't handle this. I'm giving this over to you. Do I bring my troubles and my worries to God? Or do I hold on to them and let them roll around in the recesses of my mind? Is prayer making a difference in my life? See, we have to ask this question. Because we have to ask, am I living in my own strength? Or am I constantly before the throne of God? Do I pray before I act? Or do I pray after I have failed? See, church, there is a difference. Many of us don't pray before we act. We just do what we want to do. We just do what we think is best. And we say, God, well, you know I love you. And you know I'm living for you. But we have not sought God. And then when things fall apart, when things don't go as we want them to go, then we go to God in prayer. Are my prayers, my petitions, are they made in accordance with God's word? Do I pray in accordance with his will? Or are my prayers nothing more than complaints to God? And accusations against God. Is my way of praying saying to God that he's not being just or fair? Am I allowing prayer to make a difference in my life? Too often as Christians, we try to live this Christian life without seeking help from God. All the while, God is waiting for us to come to him with the petitions of our heart. Church, prayer makes a difference. It is prayer that changes things in our life. It is prayer that moves the hand of God on our behalf. It is prayer that causes God to respond to our situations and our concerns. See, Proverbs 15:29 says that the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. God hears the prayers of the righteous. 1 Peter 3:12 says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. God's ear is open to our prayers. Are we saying anything to him? God is inclining himself, waiting to hear from us. But are we talking to him? See, I have understood that in all of these years that I have walked with the Lord, that I have been kept through the power of prayer. It wasn't anything about me. It wasn't anything special in me that kept me. But what kept me was prayer. See, I have learned to be like King David. I sought the Lord. See, I sought the Lord for many things. There were times where I have sought the Lord because I didn't think I could go on any further. And he answered me. There were times I sought the Lord when I was suffering, and he answered me. There were times I sought the Lord when I didn't know which way to turn, and he answered me. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. He heard me in my petitions. He heard me in my cries. He heard me in my groans. He heard me when I couldn't even express words. But when I communicated to a holy God, he heard me and he answered me. And he delivered me from all my fears. Whatever those fears were, he delivered me. However deep those fears ran, he delivered me. However long I had those fears, when I went to him in prayer, he delivered me. This poor man cried. I cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard me, and he saved me. How? Out of all my troubles. Amen. That's what prayer does. Amen. And it's because of this I can say, like King David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Church, you have to taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man who trusteth in him. Not trust in yourself. Not trust in other people. That trust in a holy God. If you trust in God, he will bless you. Church, prayer makes a difference. Prayer sustains. When we don't know what else to do, when we can't go on another day, when we get down on our knees and pray, God will sustain us by his power. Prayer sustains. Prayer comforts. Prayer gives us comfort when no one else could comfort us. In times of our life where we are inconsolable and words don't seem to reach our pain, when we get down on our knees and pray, God hears our distress and he comforts us on the inside. Prayer sustains, it comforts. Prayer keeps us on track. When we start to stray, we call out to a holy God, God, what is it going on in my life? God keeps us on track. He says, no, I want you to go in this direction. I don't want you to turn to the left. I don't want you to turn to the right, but keep doing what you're doing. Prayer keeps us out of the hands of the enemy. It's not our power. It's not our strength. It is the power of prayer. It is through prayer that we obtain the wisdom of God. The Bible says if you lack wisdom, just ask. And God will give you wisdom liberally. Whenever I don't know what to do, and whenever there is a situation that doesn't even seem to have an answer, those situations that don't seem to have a solution, when I go to the Lord in prayer, he gives me his wisdom. Amen. It is through prayer that we know that God is real. Church, when we go to the private corners of our home, to our private places and kneel down to the Lord in prayer, when we go before him with the petitions on our heart, we are brought into the very presence of God. We know that he's real. We feel his presence. Church, prayer makes a difference. Are we allowing prayer to make a difference in our life? See, some of us don't really believe in prayer, if we're honest. Some of us don't believe in prayer because we are bitter towards God. We say, I've prayed to God, but he didn't answer me. Many of us struggle because we feel that God has not answered the prayers that we put out to him. But that's simply not true. God answers his children in prayer. If you are a child of God, God answers you. The problem is we have forgotten who God is. See, God is not a genie in a bottle. So prayer is not, God, give me what I want. Give me what I tell you. Give me what I confess. Give me what I claim. God is not a genie in a bottle. He is God, and he's sovereign. That means that he's not subject to me, but I'm subject to him. And he's not only sovereign, he's our father. And like any good father, sometimes the answer to our request is no. Church, sometimes God's answer to us is no. And he says no for our own good. He says no because there's something better for us. He says no because he knows we can't handle it. He says no because he wants to protect us. He says no because there's a greater good that has to be manifest. Sometimes God's answer is no. God has said no to me. God has said no to you. Sometimes we understand later why he said no. Sometimes he makes it clear. But there are times in our life where his no is still a mystery. But that's okay. Because what we do know is that God is good. What we do know is that he loves us. And what we do know is that he never fails to provide us what we need. Church, prayer makes a difference. Let's look at James chapter 5. James chapter 5, we're going to read one verse of scripture, and that's verse 16. But before we read it, I want to set the context of the epistle of James. This epistle was written to Jewish Christians by the apostle James. James was the half-brother of Jesus Christ. And the whole purpose of this epistle is to give practical instructions for Christian living. James was known as a man of prayer. So it is no surprise that at the end of this epistle, after he gives practical instructions on how you are to live as a Christian, he begins to talk about the importance of prayer. And he talks about the importance of prayer in the context of healing. And he tells these Christians that they are to pray for one another in their sickness. And as he explains to them the importance of prayer, he makes a statement about the power of prayer. Let's look at verse 16. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's a powerful scripture. And that's a powerful promise. What that scripture is saying is that the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. I must make earnest prayer. I must pray an effectual prayer. Well, what makes a prayer effectual? James goes on and he gives an example of effectual prayer in the prophet Elijah. Let's read verses 17 and 18. He says, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. In other words, he was human like us. He had strengths and weaknesses like us. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Look at what James says Elijah did. He said that he prayed earnestly. He prayed earnestly. That phrase literally means, with prayer he prayed. With prayer he prayed. He prayed an effectual, fervent prayer. What made Elijah's prayer effectual and fervent? His prayer was effectual because he prayed with a sincere and upright heart. Elijah loved the Lord, and he was living in a time of great wickedness, and the nation of Israel had backslidden. They were going after idols, but Elijah loved the Lord. And so when he prayed with a sincere and upright heart. He had a desire to please God. And he had a desire to be right with him. But not only did he have a sincere, upright heart, he prayed according.